Thank you very much for coming. My name is Darren from HJ.Tax. I'm a tax advisor, and this is?
My name is Michael Dai. I'm a U.S. immigration lawyer, and we're based primarily in California. We have an office here in Dubai as well. I'm back and forth every month, and so we handle all U.S. immigration.
And then our team would help with pre-immigration tax planning, and then once you actually make the move, compliance to actually doing the tax returns in the U.S. and any other jurisdictions to which you may be exposed. Well, obviously, the later, the better, because that means you get more time free of U.S. tax, right? But as to whether it's the beginning or the middle, really depends. Well, if it is that you enter during the year, then you may be what is called a dual status tax resident. So for part of the year, you obviously were not a tax resident, and then part you were. So in Europe, you call it like a split year return. So the good news is for the part of the year before you entered, you're not generally subject to worldwide tax. Only U.S. source income will be taxed. But let's say you entered at the beginning of December, so Jan to November, nothing. But for the month of December, everything. Well, that's the point. You'll file a dual status return. So you're only going to be taxed, generally speaking, on December. So for Jan to November, you do a 1040 NR, which stands for non-resident. And assuming you have no U.S. source income, it's going to be blank. And December, that's when you're going to have some numbers in it, because that's everything.